On today's show, more news leaks out about FCA and Google's partnership. Jaguar wants to pit your driving skills against an F1 driver in a unique way. And worldwide car sales continue to grow. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 3rd of 2016. Now, many of you don't know this about me, but I'm actually a pretty big hockey fan. And this is a great time of year for me because the hockey playoffs are going on. Now, many people like to grow out their beards to support the playoffs, but since mine would be woefully pathetic, I decided to go the much more unconventional route and knock out my front tooth instead. I hope it's not too much of a distraction and we can get back to the news. And we start out today talking about autonomy, where last week reports surfaced that FCA is close to a technology deal with Google, and now more info is leaking out about the partnership. Bloomberg reports that the companies will develop autonomous vehicles based on the Chrysler Pacifica, and the new model will be equipped with Google technology starting this year. The deal also allows the companies to partner with others on self-driving technology. An official announcement could happen as early as today. And in related news, after Sergio Marchionne was named the new CEO of Ferrari yesterday, he also confirmed new product for the company. While speaking with Automobile Magazine, he revealed that Ferrari will make a convertible version of its supercar, the LaFerrari. It's not too much of a surprise, as we've seen a number of automakers tout super low production volumes for the hardtop versions of their supercar, only to come out with a convertible version not long after. But it is still cool to see nonetheless. BMW reported its earnings for the first quarter, and the results are somewhat mixed. The company sold over 557,000 automobiles, which is up 6% compared to last year. That also includes Mini and Rolls-Royce. And its motorcycle sales were up nearly 8%. But despite the boost in sales, BMW's total revenue was about 21 billion euros, which is down 0.3%. The company blames, quote, unfavorable currency factors on the drop. Its earnings before interest and taxes was also down 2.5% due to boosting R&D spending. The company spent close to 1 billion euros on research and development, which is 5% more than last year. But despite the drop in revenue and EBIT, BMW posted a net profit of 1.6 billion euros, which is an 8% boost. Overall, it should be a good year for the luxury maker. The company expects to set sales records in 2016. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Say, have you ever wondered how your driving skills would match up to a Formula One driver? Well, Jaguar may have just the opportunity for you. The automaker will soon launch its global Art of Performance Tour, which will allow attendees to try and beat F1 driver Romain Grosjean's score out on a very unique racetrack. The course is set up with smart cones, which use wireless technology to randomly light up cones to show the direction. But the cones don't light up right away, so you only have a moment's notice to react. And that sure sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. The tour will also include experiences in nearly all of Jaguar's lineup, and if interested, click on the link in today's transcript to find out when it will be in a city near you. Toyota is marketing the new Prius in the U.S. as a speed demon that can easily outrun the police. But the automaker is giving the hybrid another label in Europe that might be just as surprising, tow vehicle. To equip the Prius with this new capability, engineers had to apply heat management measures to the hybrid system's main electric motor and differential. But the new Prius is now rated to pull up to 1,600 pounds. While that's not a whole lot of weight, it's certainly enough to pull a small trailer or some jet skis, which may be enough to get some new buyers into the showroom. Coming up next, automakers continue to grow car sales worldwide.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Tesla's electric vehicles don't create any air pollution out on the road, and now they can protect drivers and passengers from emissions inside the vehicle. The company developed a HEPA filtration system that prevents pollen, bacteria, and air pollution from getting inside the car. Tesla says its filter is 100 of times more efficient than standard filters. In one test, it put a Model X inside a bubble with extreme levels of pollution, and within 2 minutes, it dropped to levels undetectable by its instruments. While Tesla's not the first to come out with a filter like this, it's a great feature for places where air pollution is a serious concern. No word yet on when it's available. Not only are car sales strong in the U.S., they continue to grow worldwide. Wards reports that automakers sold 8.9 million vehicles in March, a gain of nearly 3%. In North America, sales totaled 1.9 million units, up 4%. Over in Europe, sales were up over 4%, hitting 2.2 million vehicles. And in Asia, car makers sold 4.3 million units, a gain of 3%. Overall growth in March was held back by struggles in South America. Sales in the region plunged 16% to 322,000 units. Through the first quarter of the year, automakers have sold 22.5 million vehicles, which is up 2.4% compared to last year. Hey, don't forget to join us for AutoLine After Hours this Thursday. Our special guest is Don Panos, who will be here to talk about his company, Delta Wing Technologies, and its innovative new technology. Learn more about it this Thursday, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for some of the best insights in the automotive industry. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching and making AutoLine Daily a part of your day.